Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Just gone 2 minutes past 6 a.m. live around central Queensland.
Yeah, I'm super keen for today, Tim. Spell my name coming up after 8 o'clock. If you've got a name, we want to try and spell it for you.
But I, to be honest, I can't focus.
Why?
I'm down. And
oh, buddy,
I need motivation. I'm feeling physically and mentally beaten after a weekend of a poor football result.
Oh, is that where you lost by 322 points?
Yeah, that's the one. playing for the Mud Crabs in the Queensland AFL here in the Q Cup. And it's hard. We have our final game this weekend, charity game. And I'd like to think we're going in with the possibility of a win, but I'm just feeling really flat, and I'm going to ask for help later in the show.
I'm glad you're asking for help. It's the first step.
It's the first step, and I think what I need to hear is other stories of people doing poorly to make me feel better about myself.
Absolutely.
That sounds like fair,
other people,
right?
Being down always brings you up. So.
Exactly. But we'll focus on that. I can get there. Just let me get there in my own time,
Before
buddy.
We get to that, up next, I want to talk about the big night of finales last night. Finale of Ninja Warrior. Finale of MasterChef. Which one was really disappointing? And which one possibly had an alternate ending?
All right. We'll talk all television finales up next.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
I don't know if your mum was in a tiz like mine last night, but she was all, I don't know what to watch. Ninja Warrior, MasterChef, all the finales on our night, and they're all on at the same time. I don't know what to do.
No. No, I can't
you
relate
weren't in
to
that,
that moment. No.
All the big finales happened last night, so a lot of series coming to an end, which means we've got some new stuff on the way.
Primetime Tally Wars.
Yeah, and we saw the series finale of Ninja Warrior go up against MasterChef. Now, you're probably thinking what I thought. Is MasterChef still happening?
Yeah, I don't watch either of these
shows.
Like
the longest running reality TV show, like not series-wise. I'm just mean like when it plays, it's been like 5 months.
Didn't it start in October 2012? We're still going. Is Matt Preston alive?
Sashi came out on top for MasterChef. He was the first guy who ever got 2 immunity pins in MasterChef history. So, I mean, he was probably going to win it.
So instead of like on Survivor where you get like an immunity necklace, they give you like a little lapel. Like a boop, there you go.
A privilege pin.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I can't go home this week.
Did you know they apparently filmed 2 finales for the MasterChef?
What do you mean?
I mean, they do a whole big thing so that no one except the contestants know who won. So the judges and the contestants are the only ones who know who actually wins, and then everyone found out last night who the actual winner was.
So, like, is this meaning, like, production crew, camera crew? So
everyone. They bring all their families in.
So say it was me and you. Yep. They go, all right, blah, 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 blah. All right, take one. Jess, you're the winner. And everyone's like, Jess. And then they film, oh, Tim, you're the winner. Oh, you're crazy. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
And then they use the real winner.
But the contestants know that. So,
sorry, Sally, Daddy didn't win MasterChef.
You know what I would love to see? The footage of the fake winning where it's like, yeah, I've won $500,000.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
Thank you. I'm so happy.
Disappointingly, though, Ninja Warrior, no winners last night.
I love that. That's great that there's no winners because it proves that not everyone. See, I don't like things where it's like, all right, someone has to win. Like all those singing competitions where it's like, all right, what if they were all bad?
No.
Clearly, all these ninjas were not warriors.
I don't like it. The course was obviously way too hard. They needed to make it a little bit simpler so that at least one person could make it.
You sound like every parent when their kid didn't qualify for like the swimming carnival and you're like, you know what? Maybe we should just put them in the pool and they can just touch. If they get in the wall, then they get a trophy.
What's the point of having a show called Australian Ninja Warrior if you're not going to crown anyone Australian Ninja Warrior?
Mate, you love failure more than anyone else. Why are you even fighting this?
I just wanted someone to break their leg. No one did this year.
You sicko.
Come on. Compelling television. Let's all be real. Everyone was waiting for it.
Just going to call a psychiatrist. We'll be back in a second.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
You probably think I've forgotten, but...
Yes, you have. Your brain capacity only can hold so much, and I understand that. And we accept you for that, buddy.
Just 3 months ago, on the 8th of May... 2018, you made a massive call, and it was so big that I wrote it down in my book. I ripped out the piece of paper,
and
I've got it in front of me right now.
Was this on the show or as human beings?
This is as human beings. Mics were off, and you said to me...
We were really saying what we were thinking.
You said to me, we've been playing a lot of Rihanna lately. I think And this is a direct quote. Rihanna will drop a new album before the 8th of August.
I do remember saying that.
You do?
We have been playing a
lot
of Rihanna.
So you're not denying it?
No, I'm not denying it. I remember. And we still do play a lot of Rihanna. And that makes me still think that an album is on its way.
7 days away from the 8th of August.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Tim?
Shit.
There is no evidence so far that Rihanna is about to drop anything, other than the fact that it's been a while since she's dropped something.
Normally when people drop albums, they do this thing, and it's a bit of terminology in the media. Mm-hmm. It's called promotion. yet to see anything. But then again, I'm not very big on celebrity news and research. I'm big on music, but I haven't been checking my normal sources.
I knew you'd be wrong on this, and I knew you'd wait until the very last minute so that you could back up your sources. So here we go. I'm giving you until the end of the show to give me some evidence.
Some
proof.
That it's coming or that it will drop before the 8th?
Either that it's coming or that it will drop before the 8th. If it's coming and it's like, the end of August, I'll still give you that one.
What's the time period where it's unacceptable?
Like, end of August.
So you're saying September, October. She's got one coming in October, then I've failed
in
my claim.
Because you said August 8th.
Yeah.
Maybe it was August. Maybe you had a premonition.
What if before August 8th she announces that an album is coming?
I will still allow it. Ooh. But I don't think you've got any evidence other than your thick noggin.
I would say that it would be fair if there's an announcement that an album is coming before the end of the year. That's enough. Because it's the same thing. Because essentially the wheels are in motion. She's going to drop an album.
I'm so convinced that you are wrong. I'll allow that. If you can convince me with hard proof and evidence that Rihanna is going to drop a new album before the end of the year, I will allow this big claim to come to
life. You've got to admit, we've been playing a lot of Rihanna over the last few months. It's still
not more than usual.
Oh, mate.
She's part of the hits and old school, mate.
See, that's the thing. She hasn't got any new music and we're playing a lot of her old stuff. And normally, when we've been playing a lot of Pink because mm-hmm. Pink's in the country at the moment. So my math there and my thinking goes Rihanna's about to drop a big one. Maybe that's what my claim was.
Careful choice of words. But no, before the end of the show, I want some more evidence. I want proof.
All right. I'll get digging.
Do some digging.
Hand me my shovel. It's time to dig.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending story is across Australia and central Queensland, and a new study has shown that shoeies are really, really not good for you.
I'm shocked. if you don't know what a shoeie is, congratulations, you've escaped a world of hurt. And we're not going to describe it properly for those of you that don't, because we don't condone it.
Oh, I
drink responsibly,
don't condone it, but it's,
and drink hygienically.
It's using your shoe as a cup, essentially.
All right. As I just said, we're not going to say how shoeie is performed.
Look, despite being completely gross, the study was conducted by the Western Sydney University, and it was the School of Medicine, Gastroenterology and Laboratory.
Sure.
Yeah. Basically, they found out that if you put alcohol into a shoe and then you drink it, you're drinking a whole lot of bacteria, son.
Yes. Now, I'm not going to drop names because, look, I could, but I won't. On Saturday, after the game of football, someone said, hey, anyone want to do a shoeie? And then it was offered to me.
I said,
no. And I cannot be more serious about this because I don't want to get tinier in my stomach.
Well, it's funny you should mention that. Friend of the show, Tommy Little. You'd hear him from 3 till 4:30 every day on this network.
Earlier this year, he did a thongy.
Yeah, and he got a very bad mouth disease.
Yes.
So just be careful when someone's handing you a shoeie. And if you're going to do it, make sure it's not filled with champagne because apparently bacteria thrive in champagne.
Well, so do women. So women and bacteria are very similar.
Side note, if you're doing a shoeie with champagne,
get out.
What are you doing?
What party are you at?
Who's doing a shoeie? Everyone. No one's doing a shoeie with champagne.
No one's doing a shoeie. And I'll say it. I said it before and I'll say it again. If you have to change the tagline to drink responsibly, to drink hygienically, you're doing something wrong.
You can check out this story as well as everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Shoplifting is not cool. Don't do it. And if you have shoplifted, slap on the wrist.
Right.
Naughty. Don't do it. And would you consider the theft of an animal shoplifting?
I mean, depends if you're getting it from a farm.
Or like a pet store, would that be shoplifting if you're stealing like a goldfish or like a chihuahua?
How does one just casually walk into a shop and steal a goldfish?
Well, do you want me to tell you How someone's it can be done, done? Well, it's not a pet store per se, more of an aquarium.
What do you mean?
In the United States. So don't do this if you ever go to an aquarium. But I'm like 3% impressed in how it got. You know when you watch those movies where like they rob a bank or they do something incredible and you're like, oh man, even though they're the bad guys, that's so neat and nifty how they did that. This is a film in waiting.
Okay.
Two people. You know those tanks in the aquarium where you can kind of touch? It's like the touch tank.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, that's what a jellyfish
so
feels
gross.
Like.
I don't think they've got jellyfish in them. Oh, I think it's mainly starfish.
Well, not necessarily. Because two people have stolen, like, a partial shark from an aquarium.
What do you mean partial?
Well,
they cut it in half, took it home to make flake?
No. All right. they took the 2-foot horn shark.
Right.
So about yay big, about as big long as your arm kind
two
of thing.
Subways?
Two subways. That's how I use my units of measurement. And the way they took it is they, as you do in the touch tank, they just picked it up,
mm-hmm.
put it in a baby stroller, out of there.
An interesting looking baby.
I know.
Do you know what,
oh,
though?
Oh, can I have it? Oh, my God.
It has been done before.
What do you mean?
This happened to a friend of mine. She was working in a hotel and this couple came up to reception and they were like, we need to do something about this. And she was like, what? And they're like, we went to Phillip Island this weekend, which is renowned for penguins, Tim.
Oh, yes.
And she worked in the middle of Melbourne in the
city.
Oh,
so like an hour and a half, 2 hours away.
Yeah. Their child had picked up a penguin at Phillip Island,
oh my God.
Put it in his backpack, and they'd taken it all the way to Melbourne, and then they didn't know what to do with it. So they took it to hotel reception and said, we need to return this.
Oh, my God.
How did no one notice in the hour and a half trip back to the city that he had a penguin in his backpack?
I mean, if he kept it zipped. Well, they've returned the shark. Did they return the penguin?
They returned the penguin as well.
But
I'm saying it happens more than you think.
All right, it happened twice, so it's not more than...
That's more than I thought.
But I guess, hey, look, the filming for Happy Feet 3, as well as Sharknado, just combine them.
Yeah.
We've already got the actors ready to go. Sounds like a plan to me.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
After 9 a.m. every single day, your chance to play...
That's right, Tim. Alpha Bucks. It's one of our favourite games. You can practice anytime you like on your own phone because we have the Alpha Bucks app.
That's right. You can download it, practice, and then after 9 a.m, make sure you have your phone on you because we're giving people a call, or you can also call up and try and get on, to play Alpha Bucks. 10 questions in 30 seconds. If you get them all right, $1,000 yours. The catch is they all have to start with the same letter. Your answers do.
Mm-hmm.
Jess and I, we're practicing. We're trying to help you. To get more prepared as much as you can so you can win $1,000. We're keeping a running tally of the week.
Jess, I'm on three.
Yep. You've had one go on three. I've had one go. I got 10. Okay. I won the
You would have won $1,000.
I would have won the invisible $1,000. And Jess, it is your chance. You've got three opportunities this week compared to my two opportunities. Mm-hmm. So you should absolutely knock this out of the park.
My body is ready, Tim.
Your
body
is ready.
I've been practicing like anything. I've been getting all 10
right.
out of 10 on the app.
Your letter is S.
S, okay.
And your first question is name a kitchen item.
Spatula.
A Disney character.
Snow White.
Beyonce song.
Pass.
A flower.
Pass.
An animal.
Snake.
A stationery item.
Scissors.
A celebrity.
Solange Knowles.
A song.
Pass.
A body part.
Pass. Shin. Sport. A shin.
No. No, buddy. No.
How many did I get?
You got five that time, but you also passed five. So that's not good. So you're on 8 after 2 rounds.
Right.
I'm on 10 after 1.
Oh, okay. I'll make yours a really hard one. You've got the letter X
all right.
tomorrow. So.
Well, there is a perfect example of pressure getting to somebody.
Who would have thought that I'd crack under pressure? I'm usually so cool, calm, and collected.
A song starting with S. There is literally potentially...
Oh, name me one song.
S&M, Summer Rain.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Anyway, good luck if you're playing after 9 a.m. with Alpha Bucks. Your chance to win $1,000 and a slice of dignity.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Look, LeBron James is one of the wealthiest human beings in the world. Plays NBA for basketball on a bajillion dollars a minute, I assume. And that's okay. LeBron James has a child. His name is...
I didn't know he had kids.
His name is LeBron James Jr.
Sure.
And he's 13 years old. And 13 is the age where most boys and girls start to hit puberty.
Sure.
And things are impressive. And you would expect LeBron James to have an expectation potentially of his son to play basketball.
You would think.
As the best basketballer in the world potentially ever, I feel like he would be like, you know what, Junior? Maybe you could have a crack at this. But in the saying that, you don't want to pressure your child into doing...
Oh, mate, I will be chucking my kid on air from like 3 years old.
All right, well, that's
you can speak, you can have a radio show. Get to work.
There you go. Well, if you can, exactly. You can speak and you've got a radio show somehow, so that's okay. But his 13-year-old son, LeBron James Jr., slam dunked the basketball for the first time in his life as a 13-year-old.
Have you ever done a slam dunk? Because I haven't.
Absolutely not. I'm 6 foot flat and he is... shorter or either the same height as me, but can still slam dunk.
Yeah, is he going to get bigger?
Oh, yeah, mate. He's 13 and my height.
Right, okay.
So LeBron James is like 6'9".
Right, okay.
And look, I'm impressed. I'll be the first one to admit. 13-year-old slamming a dunk. Congratulations.
Slamming a dunk.
But obviously, LeBron's very proud of his son, the little junior. Mm-hmm. And you would be forgiven, as if you're a parent, that you brag about your kid a lot. Like, there may be some small achievements. You go, my kid did a squat and
my mum needs to have some chill because she gets on her Facebook and starts bragging about all of us kids.
Achievements.
So she'll share, like, posts that we put on Facebook.
Your mum shared a photo shoot we did. I was, like, so proud. It's like, we stood next to a canvas, Loretta Pantu.
She's never been more proud of me.
I never thought she'd get here. But I want to offer the opportunity that LeBron James is having right now. Mm-hmm. On 13, 12, 16, I want you to give us a call and brag about your 13-year-old. What can your 13-year-old do? Or at the 8, you might have a 17-year-old, but at 13,
right. What
could they do?
We don't want to hear about your 12-year-old. They haven't achieved anything
yet. They are 1 year away from the precipice of their life. 13, 12, 16... What can your 13-year-old do? We're offering the same opportunity as LeBron James. You can essentially be the LeBron James in this situation.
Right.
So often you get that in the morning, that opportunity. So 13, 12, 16, what can your 13-year-old do? Give us a call. 13, 12, 16, giving you an opportunity to have a bit of a brag about your 13-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Because why wouldn't you? If LeBron James can do it, so can you.
I mean, LeBron James is one of the best, Tim. So you would expect that he would expect his son to be one of the best as well.
One of the best of all time in basketball. His 13-year-old son just slam dunked for the first time, and he's on social media bragging, going, look how good my 13-year-old is.
Straight to the pool room, that photo.
Straight to the pool room. And we thought, hey, if LeBron's going to be bragging about his 13-year-old, we should let you do it because, of course, everyone's proud of the child's achievements. And is there anything that you would say at 13 years old you were especially better at than others around you?
I mean, I was a background artist on Neighbours, so, you know, I was better at everyone else than around and miming.
Is this your way of saying that you were friends with Margot Robbie?
No, I wasn't friends with Margot Robbie until I was 16, so...
Oh.
Yeah,
do you guys chat much?
I mean, all the time. We're in a group chat, Margo, Will Smith, all the big celebs.
Also, lying was something you were very good at as a 13-year-old. But we've had George from Rockhampton come call through. And look, we were offering this to people to brag about their 13-year-old. But George, he doesn't have a child by the sounds of it. George wants to brag about something he was good at when he was 13. George, what were you pretty good at when you were 13?
Mate, the top. Skateboarder. I do the meanest ollie anyone could ever see, you know?
The meanest ollie.
I'm not a skateboarder.
They called me George Hawk because they thought I was related to
like Tony
Hawk.
George Hawk.
George Hawk doesn't have the same kind of ring to it, does it?
Now, George, I'm assuming you were so excited to get involved with the show. You don't have a 13-year-old yourself.
No, that's Mr. Hawk for you.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Hawk. Sorry, Mr. Hawk. So you don't have a 13-year-old of yourself that you're trying to brag about. You're trying to brag about yourself as a 13-year-old and that you were good at skateboarding at 13.
Yeah, buddy, yes, I was, mate. You know, I was the best skateboarder you'd ever seen.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you're on the national tour now and going pro. So thank you very much for your call, George Hawk.
Yeah, no worries, Tim.
No worries, mate.
I would like to see George's stuff down at the skate park.
I don't know how old George is, but I'm sure his skill level's a lot different and his ollies aren't super sick, as he just said.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by our Hollywood entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. Dean, another day, another red carpet for you.
You know, I do love a red carpet, but I tell you, last night's was particularly special because I grew up a massive fan of Winnie the Pooh. Most of us did, right? Well, they've made the new film called Christopher Robin, starring Ewan McGregor. It's a sophisticated story. He's grown up now, you know, but all of his friends growing up are back in this film, Winnie the Pooh and Tigger and Piglet and everyone. And what I love about the film is it's not just a kid's film. It's a very layered, beautiful film. And I highly recommend that everyone in the family could see this, particularly if you grew up liking Winnie the Pooh. I caught up with Ewan McGregor on the red carpet last night. And, you know, what's interesting about him acting in this film is that all of the, you know, Winnie and Tigger, they are not there. So he had to act against, you know, like teddy bears. Check it out. Here's the red carpet.
Smart cast, a really good troupe of young actors who played each part, and they were so enthusiastic and good fun to play with. And they would, if you ad lib, they would ad lib back, and so there was a freedom to it, which was really nice. I never felt restrictive.
As an actor, that would be just mind-bogglingly difficult.
You know what scares me about this movie, Dean? It reminds me of Toy Story 3 when Andy leaves all his toys behind.
No, don't bring
and
it
I feel
to that
like
memory.
I'm gonna start crying during watching this movie. Is it a teary one?
Yeah, there's a few moments that you'll definitely. It's very, very deep. It's deeper than you expect. So yeah, bring the tissue.
All right. Well. Looking forward to when it hits cinemas, so thank you very much, Dan. We'll chat to you tomorrow, mate.
Bye, guys.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
I need you to be there for me. if you're listening right now, I need your help. I need belief.
Okay.
I need assistance and I need
Let's cut
motivation.
To the chase. Your team, the Mud Crabs.
Gladstone Mud Crabs.
Lost 322 to nothing last week.
Yeah, look, but we all showed up.
And
that's
know,
important.
I mean, it's also important to point out that this isn't the first time that it's happened.
We haven't lost by 322 exactly.
No, but you haven't won all year. Either.
No.
You're the definition of the underdog story. Like, if you look up a dictionary definition, there's a picture of the Gladstone Mud Crabs logo.
I don't know why everyone always uses that. What dictionaries have pictures that everyone's reading?
Wikipedia.
Fair enough. But what I need right now is I need a bit of motivation, a bit of belief, and proof that underdog stories aren't just seen in film and television, because it is our last game of the year this Saturday, Gladstone versus Boyan Nile and Tanham Sands, BITS, commonly known as. Mm-hmm. And look, somehow we didn't make finals. I was shocked when I worked out the math that we, with our zero win season, we didn't make the finals. And I want to repay the club, who has been great to me this year.
Okay.
And I want to help them get a win this Saturday in our final game, which also happens to be our charity game.
Right.
And right now, I just need on 13, 12, 16, proof that underdog stories can happen right here in Central Queensland. Because the win against BITS this Saturday would be
a movie waiting to happen.
Absolutely. And the Mud Crabs, they deserve this. They're a fantastic club. They have a lot of great people. And I've been very lucky to have been welcomed heavily into the club and onto the first team, which is just shocking.
Welcomed is one word. What do they call you on the club?
Snipe. I may have hit a few people in the head with a few footies here or there. It's an accident, I swear. I've got a head count of three at the moment.
Sniper it's got a lot of aim and intent in the game.
Yeah, well, no, so
it?
Snipe is that I do it from a distance. I don't get up into someone's faces that it happens. Like I kick a football, hit someone in the head, whatever. But 13, 12, 16, help me, help the Muddies. This Saturday, we need a win. Underdog stories, they happen in Central Queensland. I need to know about it. Call up, what?
Our boss, Matt Works, has just texted.
Okay.
He said you can repay them by retiring.
Unnecessary. I want to help give back to the Muddies like they've given to me. 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Tell us your underdog story so we can make sure that this will happen on Saturday. 13, 12, 16 is the number. Local sport is massive here in Central Queensland. Whatever sport you're playing, it's always fun to get involved in a team aspect.
Yeah, can't wait for my Wallabies to get up in the grand final this year.
All right. It'll
be good to watch the girls win.
At the other end of the spectrum, I play for the Gladstone Mud Crabs in the local AFL League. We haven't won a game this year. And it is our last round of the season this Saturday.
It would be nice to Clinton get just Oval. One on the board, wouldn't it?
Yeah. If you want to come down and watch, feel free.
Are you pulling any ringers in this week?
Like ringers.
Anyone that like hasn't played all season, but like you know, just get a like an AFL footballer?
Yes, we'll get Michael Voss to come and play, former Brisbane Lions superstar. But I want to repay the club because they've helped me this year, and I've had so much fun playing for the club. But haven't had a win, which is a shame. Mm-hmm. We deserve a win. We're coming up against Boyne Island Tannum Sands, the Bits,
this
Saturday.
I mean, this is essentially your grand final.
Yeah, it's our charity game. Kicks off at 5:30 at Clinton Oval in Gladstone, just next to the airport. But I need proof that underdog stories don't just happen in TV and film, that they happen right here in central Queensland. Because imagine the roar. Imagine the feeling of winning the final game when no one thinks you're going to do it.
Yeah.
And we have been asking for help here in central Queensland. And we've had Stacey from Gladstone call through on 13, 12, 16. Stacey, have you got an underdog story that's going to motivate us and help us win this Saturday?
I certainly do.
Hit me with it.
My four-year-old son, well, actually all of my kids do BMX, and my four-year-old son on the weekend, he usually comes eighth. He's four, racing against five-year-olds, nice. So he usually comes eighth. And on the weekend, he said to me and my husband, "I am going to beat my sister." And I said to him, "Okay, mate, you can do that.
On your bike, son. Let's do this."
And he did. He ended up beating all of them, and he came first in four races.
Tim!
Stacey, that's incredible. So this is a fresh underdog case that you're telling us right now.
Yes, absolutely.
So it can be done. All you need to do is a bit of belief and just think you can beat your sister.
You need to go into that game.
I need to view Boyne Island Tannum Sands as my sister. And we can beat them. And Stacey, I cannot thank you enough. You've helped us out. Mm-hmm. And look,
no worries.
It's such a beautiful feeling knowing that this can happen here in central Queensland. Mm-hmm. And mark my words, we will win this Saturday in our charity game against
Bits. But his sister wasn't super happy, though.
No, I was going to say, how's your daughter?
No, she definitely wasn't.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Bartsy there. Mine. It's 8:23. Tim and Jess here on Hits CQ. How do you spell Bartsy?
B-A-Z-Z-I.
Congratulations. You are eligible to play this.
Spell my name. Something multicultural, something that's a mouthful. Baby, spell my name.
Spell my name.
We think we can guess it. You will be so stressing. Let us spell your name.
Spell my name. If you have a name like Bartsy, you are eligible, and we will try and spell your name. We have had a month and a half of awful, awful luck trying to spell these names.
A lot of people trying to give us, like, real...
Trick names.
Tricks.
But hey, moving forward, let's do this, buddy. I believe in us.
We've got this.
On 13, 12, 16, we've had Amy from Rockhampton call through. Amy, what name are we spelling?
Amy.
All right, Tim, off you go.
Oh, thank you.
Take it away.
A-I-M-E-E.
No.
Oh, Amy is a very popular name when we were born, Tim.
Okay.
A-M-Y.
No.
Oh, what? What could it be?
A-double-M-I-E.
Oh, like Annie, but Ammy.
Exactly.
That's my favourite one we've ever had, Amy.
I'm so sorry,
You're
Ammy.
You're the best. Thanks for your call, mate.
Thanks.
And we've also got Karina from Gracemere on 13, 12, 16. Karina, what name are we spelling?
Okay, my middle name, which is Eileen.
Eileen. Okay. Oh. Now, Karina, I know she's a regular caller, so I know how to spell her first name, and it's unusual.
I know, which is why I couldn't use it, damn it.
So I think Eileen would be an unusual spelling, Tim.
You go, Jess, then.
E-I-L-E-E-N.
No.
I think I'm just going to go really obvious
here.
Here
we go.
I-L-E-A-N.
No, just as way closer.
All right, Karina. We don't need to take sides here.
Karina, how do you spell it?
So it's E-I-L-L-E-N.
Oh,
you're so close, Jess.
There's an extra L.
So close, but not close enough.
I know, sorry.
Thanks, Karina.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
And we've got Marianne from Boyne Island as well on 13, 12, 16. Marianne, what name are we spelling?
Belt House.
Belt.
B-E-L-T-H-U-A-S.
Almost, but not quite.
Come on, Jess, that's a big hint.
Okay, B-E-L-T-H-A-U-S-E?
No.
Oh.
Tim was closer.
Marianne, what is it?
Tim was closer.
VELTHUIS.
Oh. Valthouse. All right. We are just not hearing well today. Hoos. Thank you very much, Marianne.
No worries.
See you, buddy.
We're going to have to get some tips, some spelling tips.
I've done the math. We have attempted 88 for Spell My Name names.
Are you serious?
And we have got 13 correct. I'm not a mathematician, but that's crap.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And here's a name you probably haven't heard in a while. Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, yeah. From Herbie Fully Loaded. That's what she's most well known for, I would say.
Obviously. I would say Mean Girls, maybe.
Okay, yeah. I guess that lower grade, like, indie films.
Parent Trap.
Yeah.
She had a very promising career a few years ago. And recently...
A decade ago.
Recently, everyone's been like, where the hell is Lindsay Lohan and what's been going on?
Really?
And, well, I mean, where has she been?
I don't know. I thought we'd move past the point of where's Lindsay, and it's just like Lindsay's missing. Like sometimes you just accept that.
Lindsay's in Mykonos, apparently.
Actually, I have heard that she's run into clubs and has like even in Ibiza and in the Greek island, she has a whole bunch of nightclubs.
She does, and there's a new US TV reality series that's coming that follows her adventures around Lohan beach clubs. So she's jet-setting around Europe, popping up all these little nightclubs. And 32, we're going to see her and her team of brand ambassadors helping to promote her business while striving to rise above the temptations that the Mykonos nightlife scene has to offer.
It's all coming back to me. I'm pretty sure the last time we talked about Lindsay Lohan on the show was that there was a fight in one of her nightclubs and she ended up with a shotgun somehow and shot two shells into the roof like she was a Western cowboy.
Yeah, she's also been very, like, not so nice to her staff. So this should be a really interesting series.
And you know what shocked me as a child? When I found out in Parent Trap that...
She played both characters?
She played both characters. I was like, just get twins.
Right?
What? All the Mary-Kate and Ashley's out there getting dogged for Lindsay Lohan. It was a great movie.
Oh, but she was excellent.
Well, hopefully things are going okay.
That was the last time I liked Lindsay Lohan in a movie.
How dare you? Herbie Fully Loaded. I'll bring it up again.
You can check out this story. And the release date is yet to be seen at the moment.
Okay.
But it'll be expected to air sometime in 2019.
All
so
right.
I'm very excited for that. Check out that story as well as everything else that's trending at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
You made a massive call, Tim, and I'm here to call you out on it because the people of Central Queensland deserve honesty on this radio show.
I'm trying to be honest, you know?
You said on the 8th of May this very year, Rihanna will drop a new album before August 8th.
Yes, because we've been playing a lot of Rihanna lately and I gave myself a 3-month timeline because I think I know music and I was like, well, this is leaning towards an album drop.
Right.
From this potential person.
We are 1 week out from Rihanna apparently dropping a brand new album.
Wednesday next week is exactly the date that you bring up. You've got a signed piece of paper because you wrote it down as soon as I said it because I sometimes make claims that I can't commit to.
I love calling you out on your garbage. It just brings me joy in my life.
You mentioned this earlier in the show, so I have been aware of it. I forgot all about it, if I'm being real.
I gave you 2 hours to back this up with any evidence you could find because the only evidence you've got is what's in your noggin right now.
My noggin. And I normally like to back myself in because I've got a big brain and I have lots of thoughts going around inside that. The only evidence that I can find, I went to list of albums confirmed to be released for the rest of 2018.
Sure.
Did not appear on the list. Went for rumoured albums to be released on 2018.
Right.
Did not appear on the list. But
I'm starting to think maybe you were wrong, buddy.
I have found, doesn't sound likely, I have found one single article online, highsnobiety.com. Could be highsnobiety. I don't know. Rolling Stone
source.
Is reporting that the artist that is Rihanna is prepared to launch 2 albums within the next 6 months.
Right.
Whether that be this year, who knows? Again, it's just reports.
Well, is there
it's not confirmed.
Is there a 2019 list that you can look at?
There's no... I looked forward, trust me. I looked forward to 2019. There's nothing confirmed. It's going to be like a dancehall / reggae albums with like 8 to 10 tracks on both of them. Kind of how Kanye West released 2 albums at the same time.
Right.
One
double feature
with Pusha T and Kid Cudi and one amongst himself. So this could be very similar. Is that enough to be that my claim is there, because she's working on it. And like last time I chatted to Rihanna, she was working real hard.
You have backtracked so fast.
I disagree.
Beep, beep, beep. You are backtracking because you said next week we would be getting a new Rihanna album. And now you're like, oh, maybe in 2019.
I will dig a little bit deeper. So I have a week essentially to dig as deep as I can.
Yes.
All right.
Find me some evidence.
Challenge accepted. I will get Rihanna on the show.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tonight on Channel 10 at 7:30, very exciting. Australian Survivor new season kicks off. We're keen, and we're very lucky to be joined on the phone now because it is Challengers versus Contenders, which is a new spin on the original season.
You mean Champions?
Champions. Oh, yeah. That's
and we've got one of the champions on the line with us right now.
Oh, we can't do it as we are joined by one of the champions, Moana Hope from the AFLW. Moana, thank you very much for joining us.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
I mean, champion is not even a big enough word to cover what you are, Moana. You're like you've played cricket, you've played footy. I mean, you grew up in a house of 14 kids. I mean, that would have been a survivor all on its own.
Technically, it was about 16 kids, but yeah, it sort of was its own little survivor.
So you were prepared. We're going into the island. You knew exactly what to expect, right?
I reckon I was probably the most prepared. I probably should have eaten a little bit more, probably a little bit more carb loaded, but I was solidly ready.
Now, you started playing in the AFLW with Collingwood when the season launched a few years ago. You've just moved to North Melbourne, brand new club kicking off next year. Is this, like, obviously this has been a challenge for you to even just get to the AFLW and it even kicking off. What was Survivor compared to the work that has been put in over the last sort of 10, 15 years getting to the AFLW?
Oh, man, like, it's two different worlds, to be honest. Whilst I was on Survivor, I just finished a challenge and the producer pulled me aside for like 3 seconds because you have zero contact with the outside world. And she just said, hey, listen, I've spoken to your manager. These are your options. Pick what team you want to play for.
Oh, my God.
And the play for North actually happened whilst in the middle of a jungle, whilst in the middle of Fiji.
A challenge.
Which was quite the story. It was pretty amazing.
I mean, how do you make that decision when you're already so mentally drained?
Like, I'm just trying to eat rice right now, guys. This is too much for my brain.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to eat for the next week. I already met with them, so I already knew what decision. And I think, you know, Survivor definitely pushed me physically and even more so mentally. So I think, you know, looking at it with a really clear mind, and that decision was easily made.
Well, look, the premiere is tonight, so you're probably keen to watch yourself and see how it all went down and see what everyone said about you. The Champions team, I imagine, would be just the most ego-driven team. Like, everyone's a champion, so it's high stakes. Who really came out as, like, the leader of the group?
Yeah, that's a hard one to say because, like, even on day one, which you'll probably see, which you're going to see tonight, it was, for me, I sort of looked straight at Matt Rogers as like a big brother figure, get everything done, and whatever Matt Rogers said pretty much did. But then there was Commando Steve, he's an absolute jet. But then we had our little business nerd dude who was super bloody smart. So you had a good range of people to lean on. And for me, I just thought, man, I'm just going to go and collect some wood. You guys do all your mathematical army dude stuff and I'll help do the rest.
There you go. A bit of life advice from Moana Hope. If you don't know what to do, just go get some wood. Well, we're very excited for tonight. It's kicking off 7:30 tonight on Channel 10. We're rooting for you. Moana Hope, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.